Income. Note that the income section of your budget will take into account not just money that comes in, but it will also account for lost income. Gross potential rent income. Current year, $1,754,800. Previous year, $1,678,938. Change, 4.52%. Gross potential rent income is simply the maximum amount of rent your property could theoretically collect. In a perfect world, you would be charging the maximum amount of rent allowed by the market to each and every one of your residents and collecting 100% of that rent on the first of each month. It is important to keep track of gross potential rent income because it is an excellent way to evaluate whether you should raise rents on your property, especially when coupled with loss-to-lease evaluations, which we will look at next. But for now, let's focus on gross potential rent income and use our example to see how the information can help us form our new budget figure for this category. First thing we will do is look at the previous year's number and compare it to the current year. In our example, rents went up by 4.5% over the previous year. That's a pretty good rate of rental growth. So naturally, we should budget for 4 to 5% rent growth in our new budget, right? Not necessarily. Just because we had 4.5% rental growth last year, that doesn't mean we will this year. So what now? First thing we should do is conduct a market survey in order to make sure our rents are at the market level. This is a simple process and one you should do on a monthly basis. In order to conduct a market survey, all you have to do is call or shop the properties that you compete with and ask them for current market rents they are charging for each floor plan. You should get the square footage of each floor plan as well as the high and low prices they charge. Any concessions that the property might be offering. Concessions are the incentives that a property owner gives in order to entice renters, like a free month's rent. Any fees that they charge, or deposits, and how much. For example, do they charge an application fee? Pet rent. Once we have this information, we are well on our way toward setting a realistic number for our new budget. Remember when I said you need to have a team in order to be successful in real estate? Well, this is proof positive. You could spend hours on the internet looking at market data, or you could do what I do. Call your broker or another property manager. They will have all sorts of market data and reports that will be able to give you guidance in setting up your new gross potential rent income budget number. In this case, let's say that most of the information that our broker or the other property manager has sent over indicates that the experts feel that market rent will increase by 4% in the coming year. This, coupled with the fact that during our market survey, we found most of our competitive properties were charging rents comparable to ours, and in some cases charging more, gave us confidence that we can use 4% in our new budget projections. Typically, market rents are driven by supply and demand of apartment inventory, and of course, population and employment. These all need to be considered.